We had clown, we had bulls, we had mummies and all the daddies and all people who they tell about people's business and so on. They call them mega business, all them kind of things.
What kind of business was that called?
Well, you know, sometimes a husband and a wife have contention in the home. Somebody may be outside listening, maybe probably you may tell somebody. And did somebody take it and
Do you remember what they called that?
Daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah.
They called that daddy when you tell the business.
Yeah, business.
So I'm telling people's business. I see. And then how about do they have things like from the Bible, like David and Goliath? You remember that?
Where they had Goliath. We used to have Goliath, they don't play from the Bible.
No.
They put in their own words.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I understand. And now it's really more of a it's all turned into kind of a carnival.
Carnival now, yes.
And Bradshaw, I understand, had something to do with having them get away from the sports because he said it was a waste of money. Waste of money. What did you think of Bradshaw? What did you think of Bradshaw?
Well, he was trying to improve the country. Instead of going around and going around, they have it in the town and the park and thing like that. So people go daily, different games and so on.
So it works out better, you think?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, that's good. You never participated in the sports either?
No, never.
Did your husband?
Yes, he used to play mummies.
Plays mummies, huh? Is that
right? When he was a young man.
How about your children?
None of them.
None of them, huh?
No. They play cricket and they play football. But none of them ever in other sports.
And do any of your children come back to St. Kitts for the carnival?
My children, them, most of them live here. Only one child I have away.
Who lives in England?
My brother and my sister.
Oh, I see.
In England, but they die now.
I see. They have children?
Yes, and they leave a lot of children in England.
Do you know where they live in England?
London. Leeds.
Leeds. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's where, who's that one? I was talking to somebody who's in Leeds. Man's a welder. He's from Leeds, and he's down here. I met him over at the, with Murchie. I don't know if you know Murchie. Murchie runs the Five Ways in Basseterre. But anyway, he was visiting him, and this guy was a welder in Leeds, but he's from St. Kitts, and he came back for about 5 weeks. So that's funny. It's for the. And Leeds, that's kind of interesting.
If you hear about name in Leeds,
how do you spell that name? Okay, all right. Okay, that's your family.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Let's talk a little bit about you talked about working as a laborer in sugar. Tell me about that. The to kind of go through the. Well, I'm really interested in the names of the process of making sugar.
Oh, well, the sugar making is in the factory, wouldn't know.
Well, what do you know about the work in the field?
Well, they plant the cane. And they keep them clean, weed them, and so them that they grow and come. And certain time they cut them, and they send them to the factory.
Yeah.
And the factory grind them.
Yeah.
And make the sugar.
I see. Okay. What do you know what magas is?
Yeah.
What is that?
The dust from the cane.
The
sugar
trash,
cane.
The trash. It's the trash.
The hops from the sugar cane.
Okay. Yeah. Do you call it magas or bagas?
Magas.
Magas. Okay. Yeah. And how about what's mud?
Mud is the scum when they boil the sugar.
Yeah.
The scum from the sugar.
Oh, I see. And they skim that off, and they use that as fertilizer.
Yes.
It's called mud. Now that's something you told me. People have been talking about mud to me for all week, and I didn't know what it was. But that makes you give a very.
This is come from the sugar. And they strain it, and they take it and.